We're going on tour.
We're watting on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour.
Doncaster Surgery sends cancer text instead of festive message.
That isn't very Christmassy.
Oh, cancers were born in June.
Deck urethra with lots of tumours. La 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 la.
I don't think they were specifically in the urethra.
Chemo bells, go all the way. We wish you a merry relapse.
I'm dreaming of the all clear.
Oh, God. Driving home for Christmas by Chris Tumors in his rear.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking, the leading UK podcast hosted by a big lanky guy and a big fat cunt.
The leading UK podcast.
Hosted by those specific
things. Right, okay, by those
We're not the leading UK podcast.
No, that's off menu and we're that's not... shit.
I don't think both of those things are true. I think it's all right and it's not the number one.
Acast is a nonce.
You heard it here first.
I don't know, but imagine if he was.
I know, it'd be amazing.
People just love little boys' bumholes.
For legal reasons, that isn't true.
And I knew I'd gamble when he was fat.
Yeah.
And then he got
I bet you did.
Your
fat comedians group chat.
Oh, yeah.
Sending each other pictures of eggs.
If he hadn't got thin, then they would be the leading... lanky and fat guy.
That's true. Thank God for that. Thanks, Ed. Yeah. Maybe take some lessons from Ed. Thanks. He got thin.
No, we do have a fat comics group chat. Yeah, and he got booted. The minute that you go under 15 stone,
you're out of there.
Out you get.
It's just going to end up you and Rob Thomas, innit?
You get eliminated like in Among Us. You just float through the ether.
Uh-huh. Also, the threshold gets higher the fatter Freddy gets.
Yeah. No one under 48 stone.
No one that can leave their own bedroom.
I watched Glass Onion last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Knives
Out film,
yeah.
I've seen it the other night, yeah.
It's fucking great, isn't it?
I did very much enjoy it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My only issue with it is...
Can I tell you what my issue is, and you can tell me what yours is, and I will... I bet we have the same issue.
Yeah.
It sounds a little bit daft because it's within the genre of what it is. Mm-hmm. But I like a film where it's a murder mystery where it is possible for you to work it out. It might not be likely that you're going to work it out, but all the clues were there for you to work it out. Right. But with this, it is fucking impossible.
I think there is a lot more foreshadowing in it than you think if you actually go back and like look at stuff.
But at the same time, there's that much...
That is not my issue.
Oh, no, but actually, this happened this way instead, you know.
That's not my issue.
What was your issue?
My issue with it is it's a little too zeitgeisty. It's a little too about now. And it's got COVID-y stuff and that. And I think that dates it loads. Whereas the first Knives Out is like a timeless classic. You can watch that whenever. Great. All the characters are like really... There's an Andrew Tate spoof. There's an Elon spoof. Yeah. Everyone is a really modern stereotype.
There's a Sarah Palin spoof as well.
Yeah, and it's just too on the nose. And just like... everything feels like it's about, every bit of media made now has to have some little thing about wokeness.
Like, don't look like, up. Yeah.
Everything's just got to have something nudging on that. Nothing can just be...
Or the environment.
It can't just be a bit of fun. And you can have a message and all that. I'm not saying don't put your personal politics into it. Whatever, that's cool. It was just felt a little too... I'm just bored of, you know, everything being about the discourse that has been on Twitter over the last year. And it just felt like that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But it's loads of fun. There's loads that's great about it. Really enjoyed it. I was just, for the first 25 minutes, I was like, ugh. And then I really enjoyed it.
There's some bits that are properly funny.
Oh, yeah,
like, laugh out loud funny. Yeah. Like, there's a... Have you not seen it yet?
Yeah, I would say...
No, we won't do any spoilers, by the way. There's we won't do any spoilers.
There's a thick character that makes sweatpants and it transpires that she made them in a sweatshop. Yeah. And there's a great moment when she genuinely thought that that's where sweatpants were made. And I thought that was really funny.
It was really funny. It's really fun. Like, and like most of it is a really fun, quite campy murder mystery, which is exactly what you want from that sort of film.
Yeah, good.
And I will watch anyone they make from future, but I was just a bit like... All right.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, every TV and media now. And like, there was a couple of bits as well that made me cringe, where like, there's a real trope in like media at the moment where people are trying to put a line in their script that will be screenshotted and put on Twitter, like, thank you.
Yeah.
And there was
a few lines
in that where it was like, there was a
make this a meme.
There was a couple of those.
Yeah.
Make your own meme.
There was a couple of those where it's like, the one where it's like, no, it's not so dumb, it's clever, it's just dumb. That was a real swing at that.
And there was
another one where it's just like, it's very important to differentiate between speaking without thought and speaking the truth, which is such a like, I've already seen it all over Twitter with people going, thank you.
And it's
so clunkily put there for that. Yeah. And it's just a bit like, ugh.
Yeah. And it's, to be honest with you, it's a smart way of marketing a film.
This is it. Look, it's very smart. The whole thing's very smartly done. It's my personal tastes and cynicisms that it clashed with tiny bit. But again, I'm talking like, it's a 4-star film. You know, it's really fucking enjoyable.
Have you ever, not as good as the first one. Have you ever done a murder mystery?
What do you mean, like a murder mystery weekend?
No, like a, well, like a night or a weekend or whatever.
No, I have, like, you know, friends I like talking to. I don't need this sort of, like, structure in order to hang out with them. It looks super lame.
Have you ever done one?
No, but I've just been reminded that for Christmas, I got the Warrington version of Monopoly.
Whoa.
No.
Yeah, if you stop on the final square with a hotel, you owe them £20.
Yeah. It's a really quick game because none of the houses are worth anything.
Yeah.
Well, that was the problem because I was really interested to see. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask for it. I got it.
Well, bloody hell, I've owned Golden Square Shopping Centre.
Golden Gates. Gates was the Mayfair, and it's just some gates. They are some posh gates. They were originally designed for Buckingham Palace, but Queen Victoria didn't want it. Interesting fact.
People from shit towns.
We got some second-hand gates.
People from shit towns have loads of stuff like that.
Yeah. Just shit thing. But like the landmarks are really shit. Like, I assume you've been to Warrington, you've gigged there. Have you seen the big, massive building that's like a pink eye?
Yes.
It's the worst building in the world. And that's like one of the main things on this Monopoly board.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the main things in Warrington.
It's a horrible building, though.
Sure.
It's in Warrington. So what do you want them to do?
But it's the worst building in Warrington. It's horrendous. It's like this big landmark that everyone loves. It's fucking shit.
I run two gigs in Warrington. Yeah. I run one at the shopping centre.
Golden Gate,
yeah. 4 times a year. And I run one in Penketh.
I used to live near Penketh.
Did you?
Yeah, I hate
Great
those.
Sankey I lived in.
Like, I hate Monopoly in general. It's a dog shit board game. Yeah. It's just a really badly designed game.
Because you hate capitalism.
It's a satire of capitalism that people don't understand. The idea is that it's frustrating and horrible to play and you see how bad Monopoly's
are. Woman
that's
who
the
made
it
is an anti-capitalist.
Yeah, that's the point of it. That's why it takes 3 hours after you've already won for you to win. So everyone just has to sit there for ages. That isn't the point. I got given Harrogate Monopoly, right, for Christmas a couple of years ago, which might be the worst Christmas present I've ever got given. Because I fucking hate the board game Monopoly and have been very vocal about how shit I think it is as a game.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Harrogate because it's the next town over to me that was much posher than us and looked down on us.
Yeah.
Just hated it. And like all the board spaces, it's like rather than it being the actual landmarks, it's like sponsored by local companies.
Yeah.
So it's just whoever paid to be on the board.
Oh,
and it's got like Ashton's estate agents.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I just hated it. I thought it was gross.
Legit. Abba taxis and stuff.
I gave it to a charity shop on Boxing Day. I went into a boxing and I went,
So that bit is gross. So yeah. I am a big fan of capitalism, to be honest with you. I think it gets shit done.
I agree with you on that. I'm not a total anti-capitalist, you know. Like, there are some very good things about capitalism.
Gives a lot of children good jobs.
Yeah. There are loads of terrible things about it, and it needs moderating. But, you know,
I don't know what's terrible about it.
You know, all the poverty and extractive resources and the death of the planet.
The death of the planet's a big one. That's, yeah. I mean, but that's going to happen anyway, right?
No.
It's not like socialism's going to protect the planet. That's nonsense.
That's kind of part of the idea.
I mean, a true socialist, they'd say, right, no one can use petrol anymore.
I mean, no.
True left-wing, or true communist, maybe, they might say.
No, I don't think that.
They would do if they wanted to save the planet.
I don't think capitalism's perfect, but I think it's the best one that we've got.
Yeah, I might agree with that. Like, no system's good, but, like, you know, it needs a lot of moderation, a lot more than we certainly have in the UK now.
And speaking of capitalism, please join our Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
But yeah, Harrogate Monopoly is the single worst gift I've ever been given. It caused a huge argument on Christmas Day, and then I hated it. Yeah.
Between who?
My whole family.
Yeah. You all argued on the Harrogate.
Half of them from Harrogate, half of them from Knaresborough. They had a big row over which was best.
No, we're all from Knaresborough. There's no argument there.
And you still got Harrogate Monopoly.
Yeah, well, it had like one square.
Where you're from.
It had like one square that was Knaresborough. It was one of the shit ones as well. And it was like, oh yeah, Knaresborough, you could be part of it.
You got the Monopoly. We got the brown the next squares. Town yeah. You were one of the. You were Old Kent Road.
Yeah, they all Kent Roaded as the cunts.
That's so funny.
It was awful, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking quality. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say with the murder mystery thing, I have done a murder mystery before, but it was on...
Who murdered these eggs?
But it was, I think,
it's more like, who murdered all these women?
There's a trail of hash browns leading to the victim. Why, I do declare it is a most consternating situation.
And the murderer...
For it appears the murderer helped himself to 6 poached eggs before he did it.
And then just sat in the corner because he's too lazy to run off.
But help me understand why such a fat man would do something with so much physical activity.
Yeah. You can tell the killer went that way because the ground naturally slopes down like that.
He certainly wouldn't have fit through this door.
It's Benoit Pierre Blanc.
Breaded onion. Instead of glass onion.
Yeah, the fried onion.
Yeah, fried onion. Fried onion would have been better.
Would have been better.
So
that's why I changed it.
Yeah. I did a murder mystery during lockdown on Zoom.
Oh my God.
And it was with my other half's family.
That's what they do in the euthanasia clinics in Switzerland, just to make sure you're ready.
It was honest.
Not
to
much
God,
of a mystery then. It was a euthanasia clinic.
Oh, I'm the victim.
It was honest to God, one of the weirdest, most pointless things, because the whole thing revolved around you all had Zoom up and you were up and you all had like different parts.
Apologies to the listeners for that noise that just came out of Freddie.
Yeah, that was
just a bit of egg gas.
It was a chicken and bacon wrap that was creeping up.
Learn to chew.
I want it in me now.
Is it still your teeth thing? You're just giving up on chewing now.
It looks as though the murderer tried to swallow the victim whole.
How can you tell? Because her leg's sticking out of his mouth.
Everyone had like a little bit that you had to read, right? And the little bit was, and you had your own like little thing that you clicked on and you looked, and it was like, you know, you're fucking Darren de whatever, you know, you're a rich oil magnate and you're fucking Lady Penelope Whistleblower, whatever. You're like Lady Penelope Whistleblower.
It's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
It's honest.
She works for Facebook.
So it was like that, basically. And it was really basic, but in order for you to, like, in order for the game to progress, what had to happen was you had to go to a certain web address, solve a clue.
Lemon Party.
And then it would tell you the next henisland.com, you say.
Two victims, one cup.
And then you would get another web address generated, and then you would go to that one and stuff, right? In theory, it's not a bad way of doing things. However, when you're doing a Zoom over lockdown, you have to remember that not everybody is in their 30s.
Are you doing this with, like, your nan and that?
Not mine, my partner's. There were people in their 50s and 60s who were like, honestly, I'd nearly finished it, and I could see people going, HTTPS. Is that a backslash or a forward slash?
And it was like, you don't need that bit.
It was like that for the entire game. So everyone played at a different level. And it was honestly, it was 20% murder mystery, 80% tech support.
It's like, can whoever the killer is, can they fucking off these cunts so we can get this finished?
It was really obvious who the killer was as well, because it was the only one with a motive.
You know what I mean?
And then at the time, it was brushed under the carpet. Like, some of the dialogue was like, oh, I don't mind that. You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, it was. And I think
it sounds bleak.
It was pretty shit. It was pretty bad.
Yeah,
one of the worst sort of lockdown.
The worst experience I had was doing a Zoom comedy gig where they didn't inform me until I was about to do it that I wouldn't be able to see or hear the audience. So I was just doing stand up into a mic, into a camera, and then sort of like pausing in silence. And in my head, I was like, "This is depressing. This is depressing." All the way through it. Then afterwards, I turned it off, and it's the most lonely I've ever felt. I was just so powerfully alone in that moment after just doing like 10 minutes of like down a camera. I was just like, oh God. I thought this would make me feel better, but no.
I did a, you know, the drive-in comedy gigs.
Oh, mate, I did a bunch.
Mate, I did. So I did one that was in Skipton in a field in the middle of nowhere, right? And it was on a farm. But there were residential houses literally just there.
Did they not let them beep?
They didn't let them beep.
I had the same thing in Wales.
They didn't let
me and Brennan went to one that was in Cardiff that was in a field next to a caravan site,
but
and they couldn't
also
beep as well.
Because it was in July.
So they were supposed to beep for laughing?
For laughing. That's what they normally did at the drive-thrus. Yeah. But these ones just flash the lights at you. Well, so you tell a joke and they just do...
So, well, this one...
It's brutal, mate.
This one was an early one, so it was still light outside.
So you couldn't even see the lights. I got the flash. So, in hindsight, I'm grateful.
So honestly, I was just sat there like this. You stood up, you're doing the gig to a car park, basically full of people. And I had no idea how I was doing, right? But at one point, I saw one car do a three-point turn.
I had a drive out, but my one, they couldn't even nail the turn, so they had to do another because it was really wet, so they were like skidding a bit, so it took them a while.
It's so funny watching, because the thing is when you get a walk out at your gig,
they might be off for a shit,
they might be off to the bar, they might need a wee, they might need a cigarette, they might have had a phone call. You don't immediately go, that person hates me. But when there's a drive out, you're
they're gone. But yeah, I remember I was stood, like, Brennan was on before me, and I was stood watching at the side of the stage, watching a friend of the show, Brennan Reese, have a horrific time.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where I couldn't even enjoy my mate having a horrific time because it was my turn next. I ended up doing it. So I just played to the security guards and tried to make them laugh. There was like three of them and they laughed. And I was like, that's who I'm doing this to.
That's all you can do.
All you can do, you got to find anything.
I suppose with the drive out as well, it's even worse because if it was a walkout, you could even go, well, maybe there's somewhere else they can go. With a drive out during COVID, they've got to go home.
Yeah, they're
to
going
no one.
Back home.
There's
to
nothing
lockdown.
Else to do.
They prefer being isolated. It's like if you're on a date with Duffy and she just.
I don't know if she's staying in.
She's going to stay in next to the radiator for a bit.
I I mean, we've already danced with death on this podcast on two episodes.
I'm bringing it back, baby.
You're going to be halfway around the world when
I know, this is it. Can't cancel me in Australia.
It'd be so funny if there was a massive kickoff in the UK and he was blissfully unaware. Yeah, you were the has Joanna landed yet?
Yeah. I'm like the UK comedy one.
But the
difference is she lost her job. Like, you know, you're complaining to me. Like, you know, I'll just not check my emails. I'll be all right.
You don't check them anyway.
Exactly, yeah. I'm immune.
I'd like it if it goes the other way and finally all the stuff that we said about Australia catches up while Rob's in Australia.
Oh, God, yeah. There's a big controversy about, like, it's on the news. Tonight at 10, some bloody Pums callers all rapists. You can't prove it. You haven't caught all of us.
And they had a go with Daffy, our national treasure.
I don't think Duffy is in Australia.
Well, we have Kyla Minogue, mate.
That's true. Maybe it's a SWAT program.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
You can have Joss Stone.
They're all lining up at the airport waiting for you to come off, all just taking Viagra pills.
Get the boot.
I'll rape him for hours with this.
For new listeners, everyone in Australia is a rapist. Well, 98% of people.
Yeah, no fuck new listeners. Catch up. We're not helping you out. We're not holding your fucking hands.
And hello to
we're not Australian.
Hello to all the listeners in Australia, by the way, of which we have got quite a few.
I know, we have got quite a few, and I'm quite worried about meeting some of them.
We were number four in the stand-up charts in Australia this week.
Yeah, I know, I did see that. Yeah, I'm like, could we not get popular in Australia before I go? I'm going to have to be pre-lubed when I go.
I purposely didn't mention it because I'm genuinely hoping that something happens to Rob when he's out there.
Yep, fingers crossed.
If you got raped in Australia, it'd be so funny.
I mean, it would be ironic.
Yeah, you know,
it would be egg on my face.
Not the only thing.
Then it'd be me. Ben Watt would be like, it's the easiest case of rape I've ever solved. It's the poached egg rapist.
Wow, this appears not to be semen, but albumin. That's the most intelligent egg rape joke you're ever going to get on this podcast.
And there's a long old list.
Speaking of... No, I'm joking.
Do a segue. Go on.
Speaking of getting bad news...
I mean, sort of. Are we talking about that?
Is it? Can you class it as having bad news if you've just been raped?
Yeah. It's not news to you, is it? You were there when it happened.
It's bad news finding out someone else has been raped, maybe, but not yourself.
Yeah.
The rapist is going, don't shoot the messenger.
Hey, I'm afraid it's a bit of a good news, bad news situation.
Yeah. You're going to have sex. It's with me now.
Good news, I bagged up. Bad news, you didn't want it. Yeah. Can you...
It's a bit of stand-up I could never get to work. When McDonald's started doing paper straws, I was like, it's very much like a rapist putting on a condom, innit? So it's like, yeah, thanks, that is a bit better, but overall, the problem remains.
And that's a bit that you could never get to work.
No.
The paper straw condom was like a rape. Hello. Hello, Brighton. It's a pleasure to be here. What is the difference between a paper straw and some rape?
I might try.
I
could probably do that at our tour. It'd fly, wouldn't it?
I honestly think I'd rather be raped and use a plastic straw than never be raped and have to use those water straw.
The way you phrased that was like the quote, it is better to have loved and lost.
Yeah. It is better to have been raped and a plastic straw.
We've said rape too many times in 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. We need to...
And then every 3 weeks we'll be like, why do we never get monetized on YouTube?
Yeah. Rape. Pedo. Yeah.
Well, we're already this far in now. If people are offended by rape now... They're not still going to be listening.
Okay.
And if they are, they deserve it.
I think everyone's...
Oh God. Not rape. Just
I think everybody's offended by it. I don't think anyone...
What were they wearing
like,
when they were offended by this?
I don't think anyone's like, look, it doesn't bother me personally. It doesn't bother me. Right. Although...
I think there are some people who are unoffended by rape.
Rapists.
Australians, yeah. Same thing.
Right.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
So...
So dumb.
So Let's if you go up to the email that I've sent you.
It's here, I've already got it.
So this is something that I found on the internet this week.
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, you say this week. For the benefit of listeners, we recorded a bunch of these in advance of me fucking off to Australia. So, you know, so, if you've seen this on the internet a month ago, that's why.
Doncaster Surgery sends cancer text instead of festive message.
That isn't very Christmassy.
Oh, cancers were born in June.
Deck urethra with lots of tumours. La 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 la.
I don't think they were specifically in the urethra.
Chemo bells, chemo bells, chemo all the way. We wish you a merry relapse.
I'm dreaming of the all clear.
Oh, God. Rudolph the Red Prostate Reindeer.
Yeah.
Had a very shiny ass.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Driving home for tumours.
Well, that isn't driving even anything.
I just wanted to know what about tumours, and it was the only medical thing.
Driving. What he did there, right, is he thought driving home for Christmas.
Yeah.
He changed.
Driving home for chemo would have worked fine.
I'd already done chemo.
I know you had. You wasted it
driving
too early.
Driving home for tumours. Doesn't make any. It's not even. That might be the worst one you could have picked. Yeah. Driving.
That's
home.
Nice footage.
You should have just done Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Tumours in his rear.
Oh my God. Driving home for tumours.
Which one would work for tumours?
I don't know.
It's got to be one, isn't there?
Good King Tumorsless. I had a tumour in my ass, my bum 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 bum.
Five tumours.
Still shit.
Four tumours, three tumours, two tumours. And now I'm in remission.
It's really bad.
It's so bad.
Really, really bad.
What's bad about it? But I'm more than talking about cancer.
Oh, my God.
That simply is... having my final Christmas time.
It'll be lonely
next Christmas. Okay. So, I assume they didn't send this in song for... That would be insensitive if that's how they were sending out diagnoses.
What was the rule? Never do a Patreon, then a public. We've done it again.
The wrong way around.
We've done it again.
Right. So Doctor Surgery sends cancer text instead of festive message.
Yeah.
So they meant to send one saying, right, so the second one that they sent, I'm going to read the second one out first. The second one says, please accept our sincere apologies for the previous text message sent. This has been sent in error. Our message to you should have read, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In case of emergency, please contact NHS 111. Go on.
Which is a reasonable thing for a Doctor Surgery to send at Christmas.
Actually said everybody.
I mean, you don't really need it from your doctor. It's unnecessary.
What they actually said was this to everyone. From the forwarded letters at CMP, blank, which is a doctor's name, has asked for you to do a DS1500 for the above patient. Diagnosis, aggressive lung cancer with metastases.
Metastases.
No, this is metastases.
Metastases?
This is metastases.
Oh, yes, with an Egyptian god. Metastases. I say metastases, you say metatheses. Metatheses.
Oh, that was...
For a minute, I thought it was metatestes.
I think you thought it said mega tasty.
Oh, is that the new McDonald's range?
It's really funny that it's aggressive lung cancer as well.
It could be a worse one.
It's not just like a passive lung cancer that's just hanging out. Yeah.
Come and get it checked out. No, you've got the aggressive one.
Yeah.
I love the quotes in this, mate. There's some funny quotes. Let's have a look.
It's going to ruin your Christmas, isn't it, that text?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Miss Hargreaves said after she received the original text while she was out shopping, she felt sick to my teeth and broke down.
She got the teeth of the problem.
She added, I just had a mole removed and was awaiting a result from a biopsy.
Oh, no! But why would it be in your lungs and give you a mole? What kind of cancer is that?
And I had been to hospital as my smear test came back abnormal. So, yes, I was very worried.
Oh, I wouldn't be telling the paper I had an abnormal smear.
I think she just made a cancer at this point, this woman.
Despite repeated calls to surgery, she said she struggled to get through to speak
to
someone.
Yeah, it's probably quite busy. If that smear's abnormal just because it fucking stinks. That's why it's rated as abnormal.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just blue.
Who's been eating scampi fries in the lab?
Carl Chegwin's the one. Carl Chegwin has some great quotes. The first thing I thought was, is this some kind of sick joke? Yeah. I mean, it is literally
sort
a sick
of,
joke.
Yeah.
It completely took me by surprise. It's not often I go to the doctors. They're out of the blue. It's cancer. I'm sat there scratching my head thinking, I do smoke. Do they know something I don't? How would they know?
If you've not done a test.
We've not been.
Yeah, they definitely can't tell how aggressive your cancer is.
They've just told people a few days before Christmas they've got terminal lung cancer. They can't do that.
They didn't say terminal, to be fair. They said aggressive.
And also, they didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not like they go, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I don't think they were like, hey, Margaret, tell you what, it'd be a laugh. Let's tell them all they got lung cancer. Lol. Someone sent it in error, innit? Because it's not, the message is for another doctor as well, innit?
Yeah.
It's them going, can you get test results on this?
But I mean, I would, if I'd got that message through, I'd go, oh, that's an error.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't for a minute go, oh, I've got cancer.
To be fair, if you've just had like
a biopsy
on a mole and a smear test, I can see why.
I can see hers. Yeah. But Mr. Chegwin.
But Carl.
Carl Chegwin, I don't usually go to the doctors.
Yeah.
But I just thought a text out of the blue say that I had aggressive. It's like, well that's obviously.
Maybe they can tell with me Fitbit.
Well, listen to Mr. Chegwin's next problem in the issue. What if that message was meant for someone and then they're told it was a Christmas message, then again told, oh no, that was actually meant for you?
That would be such.
So what? His problem.
What a roller coaster.
That was his problem.
His problem was the old triple bluff.
Yeah.
It's the apology text that's the problem for Cheggers. That would be very funny. They were like, oh, thank God it's not for me. Oh, another text.
Also, if it's one of their admins that sent out a mass text, I wouldn't be trusting them to empty the bins.
Two very different tasks, I would say. You know, different skill set involved.
The poor bin man going, I've just been told I've got cancer.
And now I'm not allowed to use my phone according to Carl.
It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking incredible, though. Like,
I think it speaks to a modern phenomenon of people wanting to make the absolute most out of any mistake.
Yeah. People just like being angry, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, because if that happened to me, honestly, I think I'm not even sure it'd make my here's what happened today list.
And you'd be like, oh, finally, sweet death.
Surprised it's in the lungs.
It's weird. This tumour seems to have like almost a poached quality to it.
Sorry, is that tumour wrapped in sausage meat and breadcrumbs?
Tumour mayonnaise.
Tumour mayonnaise. Oh my God, that's. I mean, it's better than driving home for tumour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like tuna mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's all right. It functions as a pun. Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Speaking of big fat cunts, here's a walrus.
Here's a walrus. That'll do. Yeah. So what happened was,
I feel seen.
So it's
It's hard not to see you.
At New Year's Eve at Scarborough, right, for New Year's Eve, a walrus got out of the water at the dock, right, and the bay, and like just hung about. If you just pause this video, and it was there for hours, right, and it was causing a big scene. They ended up cancelling the fireworks so they didn't spook the walrus.
What?
Yeah, because it was like, you know, they thought the fireworks might fuck it up.
Sorry, why is anyone asked about a spooked walrus? Why is that on anyone's list of priorities? Oh, I don't want these fireworks to scare a walrus.
Yeah, well, they didn't know what condition it was in.
Do they think it's not going to be afraid if it's in the water?
Well, no, the idea was that they just didn't do the fireworks because there's a loss. Anyway.
That walrus is going to be around anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine being underwater and hearing it.
It's the walrus's fault.
He's got a bit lost, is the thing. So he's already a bit fucked up, you know. He's gone to an area where he shouldn't be. Like, there aren't normally walruses in Scarborough.
Maybe he only came to look at the fireworks.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it turns out he got quite bored, actually. So this is later on at night, right? The fireworks have already been cancelled and people have gathered to, like, watch it.
Wait a minute. Is that a walrus with his dick? In his hand.
The walrus does have his dick in his hand. If you want to play this, this is what the walrus got up to.
Look at the size of his cake.
They cancelled the fireworks for the walrus and it sat and had a... Look at Corey on it.
Is that a walrus's wank?
That's a walrus having a wank, yeah.
Right.
And like, tell me that isn't how you do it.
What's it?
I move my
hand. It's how you look when you do it.
I move my hand, not my hips.
It's really going for it, isn't it?
Honest, right. Okay, so...
Look at the size of it.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw this out there. That is the first time I've seen an animal wank.
You never seen a monkey wank? Monkeys wank all the time.
No, but I've never seen it, like, watched it.
There's a lot of monkey wanking videos.
No, I know, but I've never seen one.
You've never seen it in like a zoo or a safari park? I've seen that.
No.
I watched a video of a woman who thinks she's a cat wanking.
Yeah. I know why animals don't wank around Freddy. He's already made them come.
So my dog humps things, and I've seen that before, but I've never seen animals just wank.
Yeah.
It sounds like that song on Dumbo.
Yeah.
I've seen my dog wank, and I ain't never seen no.
But like, it seems like he gets off on people watching him.
So a little
people gathered around, and he's just like, "Fucking yeah, have a little look at that."
Isn't the walrus Louis C.K.?
Yeah, well, I think maybe this is why they didn't want to set the fireworks off. They thought it might be like, you know, they might think that they're celebrating it.
Louis, get back in the C.K.
Hey,
hey. Yeah.
Louis C.K. help?
What's the he? A caption go along with it. A walrus getting lost, ended up in Scarborough, and then masturbating, and then someone's putting capitals in public, then having a sleep, and then Scarborough Council cancelling the New Year's Eve fireworks display in case it woke him is the denouncement of 2022.
Denouement.
What?
Denouement. Not denouncement.
Oh, right.
You say denouncement, I say denouement.
When they're angry about the in public thing,
yeah,
he's not going to get a hotel, is he?
I know, this is it. That's not the biggest issue. Yeah. He's a walrus.
You're not getting an Airbnb, are you?
That's the longest sentence ever. It feels like it should have about three sentences in there.
Okay, English teacher Quinn's come back out.
Well, it
after
just
failing
feels
to
long.
Read an English word.
Behave. I still don't understand the thought process behind anyone who went, oh no, we can't do the fireworks. It might scare the masturbating walrus.
I don't know if the walrus was wanking when they made the decision,
but
I think it was pre-wank that they decided.
Loads of people will have probably turned up for this.
Yeah.
But then the show must go on.
I'd rather see a walrus than a firework display.
This is it. How much better than fireworks is a wanking walrus? Like, that is a story you remember for the rest of your life. I've seen fireworks loads.
Wanking
walrus.
I've
never seen a wanking walrus.
Wanking walrus, by the way, sounds like a brilliant party game. Like Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It sounds like
wanky wanky walrus.
It sounds like a kid's fun warehouse, you know? It's like the Jungle Bungle, Wacky Warehouse, Wanking Walrus.
No, it's
could be a comedy club.
It's a mascot, that's what it is.
Yeah, I've got a weekend down at the Wanking Walrus this.
It's a mascot. Yeah. Wanking Walrus is a little mascot.
I think that's a massive upgrade.
But what would have been even funnier is to see a petrified walrus with an erection freaking out and trampling over Scarboroughians.
Scarboroughians, you go with?
That's what they call themselves.
I think maybe why they did it was they didn't want to give the walrus a new fetish. They didn't want to, like, spook him with loud bangs in case that was the only way he could come from then on.
Again, this is why he came to the firework display.
Can only orgasm if I'm listening to Katy Perry.
I think, I don't know the reason. I assume it's like, you know, it was just a distressed animal they didn't want to fuck up. I don't know, but they just
It doesn't look very distressed.
Yeah, no, he seems like he's chilled right now.
He's had a wank and fallen asleep. That's when I'm at my least stressed.
He's having quite the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, maybe that's why he looked stressed first, because he really needed a wank. And he's like, oh, fuck, I've washed up in Scarborough.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, walruses will have to go on land to wank. You can't wank in the sea.
You don't know that. You don't know a walrus can't come underwater.
Right, Google.
Can a walrus wank
underwater? There's no way he's going to find this.
No, Tom can't use a computer at the best of times, let alone to find this.
I'm going
to
put, where do walrus mate?
What?
No, that's not what we're asking.
Well, they do it in both the water and the land. So they can come in the water and they come in the land.
That's different to a wank, isn't it?
All right, where do walrus masturbate?
Like, Freddie exclusively has sex in children's bedrooms, but he wanks all over the place.
Yeah, but I just thought there'd be more of an option of there, and then we know that they can do
both.
They
can definitely jizz underwater, that's fine.
Where do walrus masturbate? So the internet.
No, but do they know that they can?
What do you mean, do they know? He's doing it on video.
They ever tried.
Walrus masturbating on a rock?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we would know.
No, but don't Google where do walrus masturbate. Google, can walruses masturbate underwater?
So there we go. 7 crafty animals who masturbate without hands. They are crafty.
Wait. Go up. Just put the walrus thing on hold. I want to hear about 7 crafty animals.
All right, now before we click it, let's guess animals that can wank without hands.
Right, snakes.
Don't. Can you close? Minimize this so we don't see any. Minimize this. Just minimize it. Yeah. Just right. Snake is your first guess.
Well, they don't have hands.
Turtle.
No, that's okay.
Taking it with a flipper really slowly.
It's like 100 years.
T-Rex.
Firstly, they have hands.
Yeah, but they're only little.
That's the first problem with that.
They're only little.
They have hands, and also they don't exist anymore, you fucking spanner.
I'm surprised you didn't call it a T-Humorex.
Right. So currently living animals, they've got to be.
You need to be more specific. Yeah.
All right.
A starfish.
Jellyfish.
Octopus. I bet an octopus has a wank.
Right. Yeah, what about a horse or a goat?
A horse.
Well, they don't have hands, do they? They got hooves.
I know, but how are they wanking with them?
You are?
They're really hard and sharp.
Are we classing, like, your dog humping the sofa? Are we counting that as masturbating, or are we counting that as shagging the sofa?
I think it's a form of masturbation if there's not another animal involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think if you...
Birds. They got wings.
Birds is a great shout.
But I think you're going to have to get specific. What type of bird's going to have a wank?
Ostrich.
An ostrich.
Oh, imagine.
All right, he's fucked it. Imagine. He was onto something so briefly.
Imagine like a pigeon and be like, oh, pigeons just shit on me. Oh, it's just cum.
Wait, I don't think
pigeons... Hold on. Is that cum?
That pigeon cum?
Do birds have dicks? Do they have cloacas?
Well, the women have cloacas, innit? Because that's half vag, half arse. A cloaca is a mix of both. Right. It's like a non-binary gooch.
Right.
It's a bit of both.
Giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yeah.
How's a giraffe wanking?
With its head? With its neck?
Sucking itself
off. No, with its neck.
Right.
Yeah, his neck.
The only non-binary gooch I know tried cancelling the podcast the first week that it heard.
I think giraffe is a front runner at the minute.
Giraffe is not a front runner. We just started ignoring it.
His neck, definitely.
I know, you've said neck.
Giraffe, I think, might make sense.
Yeah.
So, are we going with snake, giraffe, birds?
Axolotl.
I think walrus, because it came up in the article.
Lizard.
Lizards have hands, though, don't they?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, like a bearded dragon, perhaps. Mm.
They sort of have hands.
I tell you what.
With their tongue.
This is what Tenable should be.
Yeah. What 7 animals can masturbate without their hands? But if it was Tenable, the question would be 3 paragraphs long.
Yeah.
So it'd be
like,
fingers are not hands. Hands, you know, tentacle is not a hand. Yeah.
I reckon dolphins.
Yes.
Dolphins that have sex for pleasure.
That's a great shout.
I'll give you that one.
All right, now.
Pigs.
We will double your salary if you can tell us, if you can predict how a dolphin would masturbate.
It's not
worth
my time.
£2. £2 we will give you.
Literally not worth my time.
Right, let's have a look.
If I can predict how what? Dolphins masturbate?
Yeah.
They fuck
coral. This isn't a real offer, coral. By the way. They fuck coral. Yeah. Okay, we're fine. We're going to be all right.
So they get coral that's hollowed out like a fleshlight.
Have you ever run your hand over hot coral? It's incredibly sharp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dolphins love it.
I love the idea of a dolphin just sizing up a hollow piece of coral.
Clicking into it to check the echoes.
Oh, my God.
Right, let's see what animals can wipe without our hands.
I swear, if this is behind a penguin.
Penguins! Reject.
Oh, but that was birds, though, innit?
Yeah, it is a type of, but penguins. Oh, they rub themselves on the snow.
Oh, that's clever.
The catches are possibly massive.
That's not okay. That poor penguin. Can you imagine if it saw that photo? Like, I wasn't wanking. I was just sliding.
Even though penguins can't fly, they've found ways to get off. Uh-huh. If you see Match of the Penguins, you know things can get really dire everywhere.
The sensual slide of the Adele penguins.
Yeah,
which they all the Adele
turtles. I said turtles.
The Adele penguins are interesting because they used to be dead fat. They lost loads of weight.
They do it against rocks and sliding on the ice.
Turtles, you called turtles.
I did call turtle.
You did call. Video unavailable. Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't... Video's private.
My God.
They've made the masturbating turtle video private.
Can we get up a video of a masturbating... Have you ever heard a turtle cum?
No.
Right, when turtles... YouTube...
Why do you know this, YouTube, and why are you so excited by it?
YouTube turtle orgasm, they make a really funny sound.
I want to see Donatello.
Radical!
Sayonara!
So when a turtle orgasms, it makes this amazing sound where it kind of goes like this. It kind of goes... like that. It's really funny. Google turtle orgasm.
Oh, there's a video of a turtle shagging a ball there.
They're fucking horny little things, aren't they?
All teenagers are, aren't they? Teenage ninja.
Mutant.
That was pretty ninja. Good, actually.
Yeah.
See what he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're in.
Ready?
Is that how the shag?
He's getting up to it.
Okay. How fast do they come? This video's only a minute long. He's not even on her. Ready. Poor turtle woman.
Just listen.
This looks like a turtle rape. She is running away.
It's like when you let a bit of air out of a balloon.
Isn't it the cutest sound? The other one's not impressed at all.
No, she's...
No sounds from the female.
We're watching a turtle rape.
Turtle rape.
Oh, it's a bloody Aussie turtle if ever I've seen one.
Only one. Never wanted to be your weekend lover.
Back of its mouth looks like a vag as well.
All right, we got it. Right. That's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah.
Right,
you got a turtle. Right. I was right.
So
I get one. I got
turtles. So how do they masturbate? Yeah.
They just rub the parts on.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Told you.
Shagging coral.
They've been known to have orgies and regularly engage in male and female oral sex. So masturbation should be no big surprise. Yeah.
Find themselves to rub things on, but not
bit
coral.
Bit of fabric.
Yeah, bit of fabric is not coral, Tom.
Sometimes they also put their penises in each other's blowholes.
Yeah.
Fuck off, they do.
That's not wanking. That's just, that's just creative shagging, isn't it?
I think that's attempted murder for a dolphin, isn't it?
No, you can choke fuck someone without killing him.
That's their version of a strangle wank.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little dolphin Michael Hutchence.
Yeah. If David Carradine was fucking, reincarnated. Is this a dolphin masturbating? Oh, he's rubbing itself against like a towel.
Little dolphin dick. Quite disappointing dolphin dick, isn't it? Not a small dick.
Yeah, it's not very good at all, is it?
Tell you what, I am slightly worried that we're going too highbrow on this podcast. Worried we're going to alienate people.
I think we might be talking about animal sex too much. We do it every episode.
Let's carry on. Who else? What other animal wankers are there? Without hands, very specific.
Hedgehogs?
What?
They sort of got little hands.
Yes, hedgehogs masturbate. And they
suck themselves off. That's why they're rolling into a ball all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, they're actually, when a predator comes, they're like, oh, I'm just going to suck my own dick.
And they're like, ugh. That's why foxes don't eat them. Like, that's fucking weird,
that's
mate.
Gross. I'm not eating a pervert. Fuck off.
Would you suck yourself off if you could?
It's one of those where...
I know where my dick's been.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. Look, if it was possible, I definitely would have done by now.
Everyone
would do it once.
I don't think it'd become part of my routine. Because all four, whilst you've got your dick in a mouth, and that's great, at the same time, you've got a dick in your mouth, which is bad.
Yeah, but also...
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
But also, has there ever been a point where you've been offered a hand job and a blow job and you've chose hand job?
Well, totally. But I wasn't the one giving them. You know, at the same time, if you were offered the choice between giving a hand job and giving a blow job, tugging them off.
All right, but if you were offered the chance to give a hand job or not give one.
You
wouldn't give it because it's yourself. It's different.
Yeah. Weird thing is, if I sucked myself off, I'd swallow.
I'd gargle. Right, go
get
on.
All over my face.
Next one. Imagine gargling cum. That'd be the worst.
The next one I've just seen the next one, and it's one that's really obvious. And we should have got it. Mm-hmm.
People.
Elephants
with their big trunk.
They're the big nose.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They just rub their dick on rocks.
Rocks.
Though.
Oh, right. I thought it'd be the nose. Don't use the nose.
No, male elephants.
Rub the knob on roads. Let's watch the video.
They rub their dicks against rocks and shit.
Yeah. It's quite a long video. Can we scoot forward a little bit till he's on the rock?
Oh, he's having a drink, first of all. Standard.
You want to be hydrated. There we go. Right. He's slowly moving into place.
Oh, man. That's fucking weird.
Where's he going to find his rock? Here we go. Oh, there we go. He is thrusting with some power.
Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Baba, what are you doing? Oh, here's a pitch. Remake of Dumbo, but instead of massive ears, it's an enormous schlong.
And he flies like a helicopter.
Upside down.
I bet this part must have already made Pinocchio, but it's done with a dick every time. 100%,
100% has to have happened. Yeah.
If not, Dick Bush.
We'll get onto him, yeah.
Walrus.
Walrus, we've seen. We know that. We've just watched that.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I nearly said squirrel.
Hiding nuts in the cheeks.
A wanking squirrel.
Yeah.
I would never have said squirrel in a million years.
They just rub themselves on stuff.
I think I've seen a video that did it, so I was going to say it and got distracted.
This one's a minute long. As if that's a squirrel.
Oh, what?
Right now is what I think is a chipmunk masturbating. He's having sex with this tree branch.
A chipmunk?
This is a Douglas. Yeah.
Is that what they call squirrels in America?
I thought they were different animals.
I thought so as well.
Maybe he just thinks it's a chipmunk, but it's a squirrel.
Maybe it is a chipmunk. Another rodents, it says, to be fair. Squirrels and other rodents. They're similar.
Look!
Is that the squirrel squeaking, or is he shagging a squeaky toy?
I think it's the squirrel, mate. Yeah, that is
I'll tell you what, if you could zoom in, look at the intenseness on its face.
Oh, it's crazy, yeah.
It's very weird.
Wild-eyed. I want to see the post-nut shame in its eyes afterwards in a minute.
It actually has a post-nut as well.
What's impressive?
Squirrel.
I mean, he's been a mixed bag for him today.
It really has. He's been all over the dartboard, hasn't he? There's been some treble 20s, but there's been a fair few ones.
Yeah, there's been some treble 20s, but he's also hit a referee. Oh, shit. Me, man.
Male squirrels also masturbate to clean out their sperm ducts so females don't get STDs from old semen.
Which is also my excuse. I'm protecting you.
Why are old semen fucking squirrels?
That's your one.
And where are they getting them from on their boats?
They masturbate with a bottle of Bubble Matey.
That's it.
Monkeys, yeah, there we go.
Well, thank you.
For the editor, that's on Mashable, that article.
Yeah, thank you, Peter Allen Clark, for writing that.
That's about to say, well
done. Read his
little
bio?
Well done, Peter Allen Clark.
Peter Allen Clark's got a little bio here. Yeah. I've done neat stuff all over these United States, from sailing lessons on the Puget Sound to motorcycle maintenance on the back roads of upstate New York.
Okay.
Cool. I've also kept a cat alive for 10 years.
I mean, that's not an achievement. Cats keep themselves alive.
It's his little joke.
It's not one I'd pop at the bottom of an article about animals masturbating, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't want to close with it, do you?
I've kept its prostate very healthy.
How did we get to that, by the way?
Well, because we were talking about the walrus wanking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a simple, straightforward shift.
Yeah, especially for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. Congratulations to the Scarborough walrus. I hope it got home safe.
The Scarborough walrus.
Yeah. I like, you know, I genuinely think...
If you live in Scarborough, by the way, that is a great new name for someone's fat mum.
Saw your mum wanking down the pier.
Oh, the amount of people's mums tagged in that.
Yeah,
she had too many Scarborough hydrates.
I like Scarborough hydrates, to be honest.
I bet you do. I bet you do, you fat cunt. Well, like their stadium, Scarborough Town Stadium, used to be the McCain Stadium, the theatre of chips.
Really?
Yeah, they were sponsored by McCain because it was from there.
Oh, my God.
So there was
God.
The McCain Stadium. Sadly departed now, Scarborough FC. They don't exist anymore. But yeah, their stadium was nicknamed the theatre of chips.
Wow. Okay, what else have
I've
we got?
I've got two
here?
Other stories here. One's called Bum and one's called Living in Floorboards.
I vote Unbum.
So you want for Living in Floorboards?
Yeah. I want both of these things.
Yeah, we'll
to
get to both of them, let's be real.
Yeah, but we'll go with Living in Floorboards first. I don't need to start skimming this one. It was funny.
I imagine this is going to be about someone living in floorboards.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really struggling to click that link there, aren't you?
It's because the internet's really shit, Rob.
Yeah, it's the internet. That's why Excel
wasn't the police fugitive who lived under the floorboards of his Wigan home for nearly 8 years.
Christ. Let him off. He's done his time. He's lived in Wigan for 8 years.
I thought he meant under floorboards.
This is a really old story, but they're just dragging it up.
Okay.
Like him from them floorboards.
Yeah. 40 years, Mark, since Norman Green was found to be living under the floorboards of his own sitting room for 7.5 years and had been surveyed by the police.
Of his int's sitting room. It's a place.
Back in 1974, the then 36-year-old had been arrested and quizzed by police regarding allegations of an alleged offence at the home of an 86-year-old woman.
Let's have a little guess what offence this guy committed in a home of an 86-year-old woman.
Also, as well, he's 36 there.
He's a grand... Is he 36?
That's what it said.
Fucking hell.
No, that's after he came out.
Right.
So he's 44.
Is he gay?
And he's been living under...
I mean, I heard her coming out of the closet, never the floorboards.
I was like, you found me!
Nomma, 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 get me to prison quick.
Yeah, that's just what living in Wigan does to you.
He's the most attractive woman in Wigan.
The thing is, though, he got arrested for an offence. After questioning, he was released.
Yeah, so he got away with it. He'd been hiding for eight years.
And then he was so frightened that he returned home to find a police car outside his house.
Yeah.
2 days later, and then 2 days later, he went on the run.
What is it? The crime? It's got to be a rape. It's got to be.
Yeah.
After shivering in bushes for 3 days without food or water, he realised he could not abandon his wife and children, so he went home in the middle of the night and hid in the shed for a week while spouse Pauline sneaked in cups of tea and sandwiches.
This is like
it's a foolproof plan.
This is like the old man, the thief and the canoe thing, isn't it?
Worst episode of Hunted I've ever seen.
Eventually, he plucked up the courage to go back into the house and hid in a cupboard for 3 days.
Yeah.
When with council...
He got found by Colonel Hans Lander.
With workmen carrying out renovation work, there was a danger of his... being discovered there, so he sought refuge inside the city after hollowing it out from behind.
Wait, so he hollowed out the city
like
just...
Danny DeVito in fucking Always Sunny.
He hid in a couch.
This guy's overthinking this shit. So get in the couch if the police come.
Well, this is the sentence. During this time, police made repeated visits asking where he'd gone, and one officer even poked the settee with a stick while Mr. Green was inside it. They suspected he was in it and still didn't find it.
I'll tell you what, how lazy is that police officer that rather than just unzip the couch and see...
Yeah, he just poked it with a stick. Good enough. That's clear.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not even with his own hand so he could feel something. Just got a stick.
Here's a settee. It's not even big.
Yeah.
God, that looks so sad.
It was while a resident of the sofa...
is an incredible sentence.
That a long-term plan formed in the fugitive's mind. He said after his discovery, I started to make a hole in the floorboards with a penknife. There was a gap about 2 feet wide between the floorboards and the concrete floor. It was about 6 feet long. That's where I lived, without coming out at all for the first 2 years. I just lay on the concrete floor, never seeing daylight or any other human being but Pauline.
Right. How does he think this is better than prison?
It's much worse.
Way worse than prison. You get exercise in prison. You socialise. You get meals.
I honestly love the idea that he was living in a sofa and he saw living under floorboards as an upgrade.
Yeah.
Like he was like, oh, I'm going to live.
This is the Shangri-La, lads. We're fucking loving it.
His wife passed him food and drink, but his tomb-like bolt hole was beginning to have an adverse effect on his
health. I read that as tomb-like butthole.
I did it first. It's a good job I read it before. And his weight plummeted to 7 stones. He said it was also terrible lying there listening to his 6 children playing just inches above him.
Oh, God. So did the kids know he was in there?
They must have.
Like, they can't have done, though, because if you tell kids, they just tell stuff. Yeah. Kids don't keep secrets.
Yeah, but having said that, if a kid comes
up to
you...
My dad lives in the floorboards.
Exactly. My daddy used to live in the sofa, but now he lives under the floor. But you'd be like, of course.
Wait, kids don't keep secrets? I've got to go.
But like, I was about to say, surely like someone at the school, if they heard that, they would know the mum was up. But they didn't really have safeguarding 40 years ago, did they?
No.
If you got nonced, it was on you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think the kids knew though, because otherwise he'd just talk to them through the floorboards while they were playing, surely. Just get out. This isn't a good plan.
He's still playing hide and seek.
Close the curtains. Just close the curtains and get out of the floorboards.
Yeah.
And then if there's a knock at the door,
get in
the floorboards.
Yeah. Just wait upstairs.
Go in the back room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a million ways to do this better than what this cunt's come up
just
with.
Just go to prison.
Firstly, don't rape a grandma. How about that?
Well, that's not...
That's your first
We don't
start.
Know they did that yet.
I actually like the idea that...
This doesn't feel like an innocent man's
actions.
Well,
they did an interview afterwards.
I actually like the idea...
Oh, yeah, and the police have caught every single person who's done every crime ever.
I actually like the idea that this is a knock-a-door run gone horribly wrong. Yeah. And it's a really petty crime. Yeah. He's stolen some milk or something. Yeah. Well, and he's been like, I'm in too deep.
Let's carry on. After 2 years, he began to emerge when no one else was around and was confronted in the mirror by a straggly-haired and bearded Robinson Crusoe figure. However, while incarcerated, he would wear his wife's old clothes in case any visitors wondered why there was men's clothes around the house.
All right, this isn't about the crime. Right. This is nothing to... So this guy has committed an unspecified crime in the house of a female pensioner, and has then gone, hey, I'm going to have to be constrained wearing women's clothes in order to avoid the police.
I'm going to have to grow my hair really long.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put an apple in my mouth and get spanked.
I think we're going to have to tell the kids that there's two mums. Oh, my God.
There's a picture of him, I assume, before. Yeah.
Too fair, if that was my missus, I'd hide under the floorboards. She looks like Phil Neville.
Go up. She does look like Phil Neville. That's really funny.
He looks like Roy Cropper.
Yeah.
He began to see the children again, but they were always out of the room when he came out from under the floorboard, so they never knew where he was hiding.
Just every night they come in, he goes, ta-da!
I think they could probably guess eventually. Yeah. That's going to fuck him up more, not knowing where he's coming from. He was rumbled once by 3-year-old Christian Coates, who saw the Fagin like Mr. Green in the lounge playing with some of his children. Despite telling his family, no one believed him.
In what way is he Fagin like? Like Fagin
looks like
led
him.
A gang of thieves. Like, this guy's not
lived underground.
Anything. I don't think Fagin did live underground.
He's more like Shredder, if anything. Yeah.
Tutankhamun-like.
It was only in March 1982 when police responded to a neighbour's tip-off that the game was up. Mr. Green's first words were, thank God it's over. He was never prosecuted for the alleged offence for which he was originally arrested. So he did all that for nothing.
Yeah, this didn't have enough evidence, yeah.
But the story of his self-imposed imprisonment hit every tabloid front page in the land.
What was the crime? I want to know the crime. It's got to be something serious enough that you're like, I've got to get out of this.
No, but it also has to be something light enough that they went, oh, we'll question you, but you get off.
I don't know if you've heard about police conviction rates for rape, but they're not great.
Well, yeah. Also, if you did it to an 86-year-old woman,
if she
he
dead.
Actually played a blinder, because he's just got to wait 4 years, then there's no...
Yeah,
witnesses.
Exactly. She's dead, yeah. And you can't get DNA evidence off an old woman as well because their dry old fannies just absorb all the cum.
I thought...
You thought there was a point?
I thought there was something scientific.
What's not scientific about that?
That's science, mate.
I thought you were going to say... because of DNA procedures, because the dry old fannies absorb all the cum.
Rob, can you do me a favour, please? Could you go, science?
Science.
It's like pouring water onto parched ground.
Exactly. It's all gone instantly. You can't swab that.
The dry old fannies absorb all the cum. Wow. Every word in that sentence is just as bad as the one that preceded it. Dry old fannies absorb all the cum. gets worse and worse and worse as a sentence.
The child, what are you?
I was Googling to see what crime he did.
Oh, God. Is this the same guy?
I don't know. There's another guy with the same name who slaughtered two boys.
In Wigan, the child killer of Wigan.
Oh, no, this is 1955.
Right, yeah, and he got executed.
Might be his dad, though.
What a coincidence, though. Being second criminal Norman Green in Wigan.
Yeah. Mind you, Norman might have been quite a popular name in that.
Yeah, still, specifically Norman Green, who killed 400 people. Smiling man killed more than 400 people. Yeah, we're not going to find this one. Our guy under the floorboards is a minor criminal after this fucking 400 killer. That's crazy. I've never heard of him. That's a fucking number.
That is a number 400.
I thought only Shipman was putting up those sort of numbers. Yeah.
Welcome to All Killer, No Filler. This is Rachel Ferber and I'm Kiri Pritchard-McLean. Anyway, let's move on. What was the last thing that you wanted to show us?
Oh, yeah, we've got one more story. So, yeah, this story's been sent in a lot. I have only just decided to read it out because it got sent to me so much I couldn't be asked.
Yeah.
Headline is, man went to hospital with World War One shell stuck up bum and caused absolute chaos.
I bet, yeah. I went on holiday to Haven in Skegness when they found an unexploded bomb on the beach and it caused havoc, let alone up someone's jacksie.
Yeah,
that's evacuate the beach, closed it down for 2 days. It was the talk of the campsite.
How did he have a World War One shell stuck up his arse?
Well, he's 88. Well, maybe he's from World War One.
It's supposed to, at 88, you're getting baggy enough to put whatever you want up there.
An 88-year-old man in France showed up to hospital with a shell in his bum from World War One. Right. Management called for an evacuation.
He just tripped over on Sword Beach.
An evacuation was what he wanted. Yeah. Is what he went in for.
Can I call this now that I think that this is bullshit?
Right.
I think that this is some sort of bollocks that people have believed.
Oh, no, it's gone.
It's in the Indy100.com.
It's
on the Indy.
Right, okay. So first of all, I want to know exactly why he'd stuck a World War One shell up his ass.
Why do you think, Freddie?
What, sorry?
Why do you think someone might shove a shell up their ass?
I don't know.
You've seen the shit that people get up to. Look at that wall over there.
Maybe he's a gun runner.
And at what point is the 88-year-old man on there? Old people.
I mean,
old people are
he's
birds.
Pretty old.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But you can buy a butt plug.
Sure. But maybe that isn't giving him enough thrill. He's 88. Maybe he's always had this fetish. And now he's like, fuck it. If it goes off, I'm 88. Yeah. You know?
When he's shoving it up his ass. Who do you think you are kidding?
He's French. You know, so he probably started running away when it was halfway up.
According to a report from the French site, Var Matin. Yeah. The older man, the incident occurred on Saturday evening in Saint-Mus. Emergency room in
Toulon.
An apple, a mango, or even a can of shaving foam. We're used to finding unusual objects inserted where they shouldn't be. But a shell? Never! One of the hospital
staff. That's going to be in French as well. Une shell? Never!
At first, management at the hotel launched the partial evacuation of the hospital, particularly the pediatric part, receiving help from firefighters and security. I don't care about the evacuation.
The gynecology unit was operated manually. All right.
They reassured us by telling us that it was a collector's shell from the First World War.
So why was he shoving a shell up his arse?
It's a collector's one, so it's not like a
it's not an active shell. So he just shoved it up his arse. He's like, oh, that'll go up there.
It was 5 or 6 centimetres in diameter and 20 centimetres long. It was removed from his abdomen through abdominal surgery.
Kind of the right size and shape.
The man is also now said to be in good health.
All right, good for him. And good spirits, I imagine.
This isn't the first time war memorabilia ended up in an unusual place.
What?
Vietnam?
In 2021, an anonymous patient in Gloucestershire slipped and fell on a World War II projectile.
Yeah, it's not the first time someone's had a bomb up their ass. Mm.
Sorry, slipped and fell on a World War II projectile.
That's
the best that you could do.
It's so much more embarrassing. Just say you shoved it up there because he thought it might feel nice.
I was just walking around with my pants around my ankles and my boxers down when
you're
I
never
going to
believe
fell.
This.
I'd go even further. I'd say I was lying face down and it just fell out of the sky.
Yeah, I have it on a shelf, and I was led down trying to separate my arsehole just to check that it was all right, and then a shell just fell into it.
Yeah, I honestly think if this happened to me, I would just, the least embarrassing way is just to fully front it out. Yeah. You'd be like, you've already got to go to hospital because you've got a bomb up your ass. You'd be like, look, I have an unexploded bomb up my ass because I thought it would make me come. Now, can you get it out, please?
I would not go to hospital straight away. I would spend all day perfecting the perfect Hans Gruber impression.
I will count to three. There will be no four. Start squatting.
Or do the Jeremy Irons fucking... Yeah. As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Oh, I've got a bomb at my house.
Yeah.
I'd go to Gloucestershire Hospital because at least they've got a history of dealing with it.
Right.
No one I mean, you wouldn't because it's 2 and a bit hours away. How are you going to drive?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
All right, we've got another bomb up your arse, have you?
Which way to the bomb up arse removal unit?
I'll tell you what, though, great services in Gloucester.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Get yourself some charcuterie on the way home.
Well, we're talking about that. T-Bay services are now the shittiest services.
Yeah, I also
too
think,
busy.
Like, T-Bay and Gloucester are both overrated. It's just like middle class people want to go around the expensive butchers. Yeah. I'd much rather have one that has a 24-hour Mackey's.
Yeah, Sandbach.
Yeah, Sandbach is pretty good.
Penixtol.
I think it's called Pennington Water. It might be Kennington Water, something like that is my favourite.
Which one's that?
It's up towards the lakes. It's on like an A road. It's like a big A road.
I know, not quite.
And it is just like, it's quite small, but it's just made out of like old sandstone. It's got a Mackey's. It's just got this view of an amazing reservoir of like big glass out of it. It's fucking beautiful. Although I did get trapped in the toilets by paranoia for about 40 minutes once, because I walked in there so stoned, and I walked in and it was just full of coppers, like cartoonishly full of police. Like, it's like 1 a.m. I'm way back from a gig. Someone had given me a joint after the show. I was like, I'll be fine. I'm on the motorway. I walk in, I'm stinking of weed, and it's just fucking wall to wall. I went and sat in a cubicle and just waited. I was like, I can't go out there. I had to wait for like 45 minutes until I felt it was like quiet and down, and then just go. I didn't even get a Mackey's. I just went and got back in my car and
tell
drove.
You what, tell you what you should have done. Yeah. Hidden under the floorboard.
Ah, that's the... That's the move. Getting under my car, man.
No, what you should have done, put a bomb up your ass.
Oh, I already had it. Yeah.
Under your car, man. Yeah. Big fucking, the lankiest cunt in the world under a tiny little car.
This'll do it. Some copper poking the car, man. Nope, that's fine.
I don't know where he's gone.
Not in there.
Bloody vanishing act, this lad.
He checked in the car. Nothing in that car, mate.
Fuck me, man. That's funny.
But yeah, don't. The rule is, if you're going to put anything up your ass, make sure it's got a base. It needs to have something that stops it from going in further. No matter what it is, it needs to have a base.
That's why
butt plugs are designed like that, so it can't go any further, so you can grab it and pull it out. The things that always go wrong are things without a base.
Do you have a...
What's your favourite thing to put in your ass, Rob?
I don't put things in my ass.
You know a lot about it.
To be honest. No, it's just sensible advice.
Yeah, it's sensible, isn't it?
I don't know if I've ever had any objects intentionally inserted. Fingers, I don't think I've gone beyond a finger, you know, because like, a finger's always done the job enough. You can tickle a prostate with a finger. You don't need anything larger.
Same.
It's not the stretching I'm into.
Same here. And if I had to pick a finger, I would say Cadbury's.
Looks like cabbage when it comes out.
That was bloody white chocolate when it went in there.
Do you have a lovely question today, Tom?
Oh, I could get you a lovely question, yeah.
Tom's lovely questions. Oh,
look what
lovely.
A shit riddle.
Right. Okay, this one's a person.
Yeah, I think we need to just shout abuse at Tom for a minute.
Okay, so it's a yo.
Oh, fuck off. That's fucking shit, you stupid little cunt.
Okay, so we've got a yo-yo, someone being knocked out, and someone playing Uno. What is it? Oh, it's Yoko Ono. Brilliant. Yo, as in yo-yo.
That would be a
KO,
lot better than the standard.
Boxing
the
exact out. Standard.
It's a lot better
thing
than what you do.
Uno and Ono. That's the same thing.
I remember.
God, guys, how did you not get it? Right, okay. Some cunt from the Discord has asked, if you could chop your dick off and slap someone to death with it, who would it be and why? Oh, I think I'm going to pick Rob. Rob, I think I'm going to pick Freddy's mum. The end. Thank you for listening. Go fuck yourselves. Right.
Are you worried this podcast is going a bit stale?
We've just gone through seven animals that masturbate without using their hands. Stale? Oh, no.
Oh, we're only just getting started.
We've only just begun.
The first question is, would you rather rim a dog or be rimmed by a dog?
What are we doing here?
Would you rather rim a dog or be rimmed by a dog?
That's from Will Ruan.
Thanks, Will. I think in order to up the stakes, it's got to be your dog.
I haven't got a dog. Sorry.
It's got to be your dog.
Okay.
So I've got to do it with my dog, you know. Okay. Because like, obviously with your dog, I'll do both just to upset you.
Okay. So what I would say to that is...
Your dog's so little as well, you can just pick him up with one hand and be like...
So it's always going to be rimmed by a dog.
What?
So you'd rather rim a dog?
Maybe, I don't know.
No. Listen, right? What is more grotesque? Feeling a good dog's tongue licking your ass?
It's worse than a Prestonian accent, isn't it? A dog's tongue up your ass?
Or getting your thumbs, separating the dog's bumhole.
I'm not separating it. I'm not gaping his bumhole before I lick it. You don't have to.
Does the dog,
his bumhole's right
there.
Hang
on, is the dog separating your butt
cheeks? Yes. Does he get his little paws in there to separate
it? No, I'm bending over and thrusting.
You're separating him yourself.
Yeah, I'm separating him.
You don't need to. My dog's arsehole is right there.
Right, okay.
I can just see it.
So picking your dog up and just sort of...
I don't know if I need to pick him up. I'll get down to his level.
Oh, I think that's worse. I think picking him up is less weird.
Yeah, it's quite degrading.
It's hard to pick my dog up. He's wriggly. He's quite big. You know, he's not like a little dog.
He'll stay still if he's getting his bubble lit, though.
No, I think he wriggles.
Maybe that's the training. Maybe that's what I need to do with him. Our dog whisperer is like, yeah, you know, he needs a bum licking.
Yeah, he needs a little treat.
Yeah,
got two milky eyes.
Yeah, the main problem I have with this, it's what it does to your relationship with your dog. That's my concern.
Every once in a while, they walk past it and just wink at it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh. God.
You'd have to, though. You'd have to choose to be rimmed rather than rimmed.
Depends
dog.
How much rimming you've got to do. Are we doing this to completion? Yeah. Or are we just
pedigree
like.
Going...
Pedigree.
If I could just like lick, if I can just go, and that counts.
No.
5 minutes.
No. It's whatever it is.
5 minutes or the dog come in.
So whatever it is the same amount of rimmage on both sides.
Yeah.
So if you're just going, then the dog's just going, nah.
All right, I'll do that, yeah. Do it quickly, get it over with. You've not thought about
that. No.
It's either as fast as the dog can come or as fast as you can come.
My dog's got no balls. We're going to be here forever.
So it has to be get rimmed by a dog. It has to be. Because that's way less gross.
When
are you getting another opportunity to rim a dog?
Right.
When are you getting...
Every day. It's your dog. All the time. What are you on about?
It's not cool it's not if like you're the doing it for a laugh.
It's not like the dog's consenting. Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
while
I'm sorry,
it's your birthday.
Mate. I'm like, I'm sorry, mate. I'm doing this for you. You don't understand, but I'm saving you a real issue.
So look, right. If you're being rimmed by your dog, there is a chance that you can close your eyes and pretend it's something else or someone else or something.
I'm not trying to enjoy this.
No. Just trying to get through it mentally. Right. But there is no point whilst rimming a dog that you can imagine that something else is happening.
I think you have a stronger mental control of your imagination if you think you could switch off whilst being rimmed by a dog.
I'm really good at compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
What are you going to think about?
Sorry.
I don't think I could zone out.
Rimming your dog.
Traitors season 2.
No, I think I'd just get really into it, give him a reach around, let's go.
Okay. Well, that was the dark question. Let's hear the silly one.
What have we decided? You're going to rim your dog and you're going to get rimmed.
What would you do?
I'd definitely rather. I've not got a dog, but I'd rather get rimmed by a dog.
Yeah, obviously. But you know, you've got to make it an argument, have you? Otherwise, there's no content.
Okay.
Silly one. Let's go for if you had to get a tattoo of each other.
Nah, fuck that. All right.
Who wins in a fight? Rob, Freddie, and Tom, and with cricket bats or 5 grizzly bears?
5 grizzly bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 grizzly bears.
1 grizzly bear.
What's the.
1 grizzly bear wins against us with cricket bats.
What's the. What's the third one? Having said that, a brown bear we'd probably have. Brown bears are pussies.
Right.
Five of them, though. Yeah.
Five grizzly bears. Wait. So
I don't think we'd be able to beat 5 koala bears.
So we're outnumbered by bears. Yeah.
But we've got cricket bats.
But bears
that won't
bears.
Be immediately swatted out of our hands like toothpicks.
I think the only way we'd win this, if it was instead of a fight, it was a game of cricket.
Even then, I wouldn't fancy it. They're fucking fast. I would need a fucking machine gun to stand a chance in that.
So, at the 2000 Paralympic Games in Sydney, go on.
At the 2000 Paralympic Games in Sydney, the Australian men's basketball team won intellectual disability. Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is wrong. It's actually the Spanish.
Yeah, it's
men's
the Spanish. It's not the
Australian. We've talked about this on another podcast.
Yeah.
The Spanish basketball team basically faked disability and won gold.
I actually don't think they won gold. I think they won bronze.
Yeah, they didn't win, did they?
No.
But they still got the medals stripped.
Bloody hell, Will. Could you not do the basic amount of research?
Will, Jesus fucking Christ,
basically, all these
Will.
Silly questions are shit.
Yeah, you shit cunt.
Which Paralympic event do you think that you could fake your way into and how well would you do?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question, but it's poorly researched.
You could easily go into any Downs category and no one would question it. Easily. You just have to be a bit nicer.
Do they have Downs categories at the Olympics?
Yeah, I think so. They let them have a go. Yeah.
Do they?
The 200 metres cuddle.
Please for yourself.
Yeah, that's quite
fun. That's your one. The 200 meter cuddle.
I reckon the blind ones I could win.
Yeah. Yeah, quite easy to fake blind.
No, because the thing is you, right, if you close your eyes right now and tried to do anything, you couldn't, because it's so disorienting.
Yeah, but you don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes to be blind. You just got to do this. It's got some look blind,
put some sunglasses on.
Pop some sunglasses on.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, do they have like an ADHD category where like you win if you turn up on time for the race?
You'd be fucked.
I'd be absolutely shagged.
Half an hour late for every podcast recording in about 6 months.
My 100 metres time is 30 minutes and 15 seconds.
It's the quickest to finish, it's quicker to start.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 seconds isn't great as it is it?
No, I'm not claiming I'm getting great at the 100 metres, mate.
Which Paralympic event do you think you could fake your way into? What about Murder Ball?
What, the wheelchair?
Oh, no, that was really hard.
Fucking intense, that. Yeah. Like, you got to be really good on the wheelchair. You need really good upper body strength in order to be able to, like, accelerate and turn quickly. Those guys are fucking hench, the Murder Ball guys.
What about...
And, like, they're psychos. It's the last one I want to play. Like, because they're all guys who, like, had a limb blown off in Iraq and have gone, I still want to do violence.
What about... like the football one with the bell in the ball.
Right. Oh, a blind football. Yeah, I'd fucking smash that. Yeah.
Depends how what level of partial sighted, though, because obviously
Josh
Pugh plays partial sighted football for England.
So
I've seen clips of that, and it's like, I couldn't compete with my sight. But like fully blind, where they like really can't see, because Josh is like partial sighted.
Yeah.
But like really fully blind, then yeah, probably you'd have a good chance of running around. In order for it to be believable, you're going to have to do one of the fat cunt sports.
Which is what?
Shot put, sumo, competitive eating. I'm running out of ideas.
Sumo I'd do.
Yeah. I don't know if they have Paralympic sumo. Although I'd fucking watch it.
I mean...
Just some fat cunt with no legs. Good luck getting him out of there.
I mean, there are some sports in it where some disabilities are an advantage.
Yeah.
Like Downs is an advantage.
Oh, God,
sumo.
In sumo, they'd smash that category. Come on.
Yeah, maybe not gymnastics, but sumo is where they are.
Batter it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. You'd be in down sumo. That'd be yours. I reckon I could look like I could fake having spina bifida. I could pull that off. I'm just like, I've got a spina bifida. They'd be like, yeah.
Dwarfism. I could go over that.
Yeah.
I don't know what sports I'd win though.
Just have to wear a big hat.
You're not allowed to do intellectual disabilities anymore. They're not allowed.
Right. It's like a... Do they not have categories anymore for intellectual disabilities?
No, because of this.
Yeah. I think it's kind of fair enough because, like, I don't see how it stops you doing sport. Like, Jack Grealish plays for England. You're fine.
Ricky,
with learning difficulties, you know?
Yeah. Harry Kane.
This is it. Like, you know, it's got to be something that makes you worse at the sport.
Ricky Balshaw was telling us how there is a...
Friend of the show, Ricky Balshaw, former Paralympian in dressage, just to catch you up.
He was telling us how there is a... Oh, and there was another guy, Jack Hunter Spivey.
Yeah. It's either Spivey or Spivey. He's a table tennis. Shout out Jack. I've met him a couple of times.
I think it was Jack who was saying that there is a genuine controversy around some people making out that they are more disabled than what they are in order to get themselves in a better category.
I watched a panorama about this, about the categories. There's a big scandal in it because basically just on what a doctor says can either make you the best athlete in the world or no one. If you get moved into a category you shouldn't be in, you've got no chance. Like there was a wheelchair racer who got moved. He was in a category for people who had no use of their core muscles because he didn't. Yeah. But then a doctor reclassified him into a category where everyone could use their core muscles, and obviously that's a huge advantage in wheelchair racing. So he went from being like number two in the world, just never being able to qualify, lost all his funding and got out of the sport just on the decision of one doctor who happened to work, you know, and there was network where certain people get favoured. It's all very
but
shady.
But also as well, like if you're, because they do it like C1, C2, C3,
exactly,
C4,
they're very vague.
Depending on how like disabled you are, basically. Yeah. So C1 is like hay fever, do you know what I mean? And then like C... What?
Not really disadvantaging the swimming, that one.
Yeah. No, they're doing it in a garden centre.
You should see how bad it is in summer. And then like C8 is like just a fucking head.
C2 is fear of starter pistols. That's what you...
C4 is just explosives.
Lol.
So anyway, if you're in like C4, right, and you know that you're a C4 athlete, but the best guy or gal or whatever in C4 is like fucking unbeatable, but C5 is like an absolute fucking joke league, you can be like, oh, this leg's playing up again. I think I'm a bit more disabled than I was 2 years ago. Get yourself down to C5, clear up, become a gold medalist.
Yeah, it's a really hard problem. It's really a hard thing to solve, and there's also bent doctors in there.
There ain't much funding going around as well because no one really cares. So, like, well, they don't, do they? Like, no one cares enough to sponsor it.
I mean, some people do.
And yeah, it's on Channel 4.
I know, but no one really cares. It's not like the Olympics where everyone's sponsored. It's like your gold, silver.
The Olympics, people are not sponsored, most people. Like, the vast majority of athletes make fuck all money at the Olympics. It's a real scandal.
Right,
yeah.
You got to be...
Which is fucked because the IOC make loads of money.
You've got to be in a... Basically, the sponsorship's fucked as well. So you can actually make a career and ruin a career by... There's a real financial incentive towards fucking jibbing it a bit.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's a really hard problem, though, because, like, you know, you have to...
It's not that hard of a problem. Just get ATOS in.
Well, yeah, they're fucking smashing it. Like, they just declare all the athletes fit for the main Olympics. No, it's hard because, like, you know, some things have to be self-reported by the nature of what a disability is. You don't want to exclude people who, you know, have that condition. But at the same time, you don't have enough people with every specific condition to be like, just people who have their right arm missing at the shoulder in this category. You've got to mix it up in order to have equivalents. It's really difficult.
There's apparently a thing, and this is ages since I spoke to Jack about it, so I might be talking out my arse here, but, you know, I mean,
why break
the habit of a lifetime? There's also a thing about representation amongst, like, different continents and countries. Mm-hmm. So in table tennis, there's that dude with no arms and, like, one leg that just holds
the
bat. He holds the bat in his mouth and he's like, bah. And apparently...
I don't think he makes that noise.
He doesn't make any noise. He's got a bat in his mouth.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the noise when he's finished playing. So
spitting the bat out.
So he plays like this, right? And he's hitting the ball around. And apparently, right, and this is going to shock you, he's fucking shit.
Right.
Like, he's absolute dog shit. Yeah. And apparently when you play him, it's like having a bye. You're like, put up. Apparently... There's a tactic as well in table tennis where they just serve it really close to the net.
Yeah,
and if you're in your chair, you're like, fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's like the Eddie the Eagle of disabled table tennis.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. But he's taking the place of, like, a great European athlete.
Well, not great.
No, well, no. Great.
If they were great, they would have won the qualifying.
Great. Deserved.
Great's relative, isn't it? Like,
a better.
Yeah. But somebody who is genuinely decent, who'd give you a game, who might have a chance of doing all right.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be great. I'd be like, who have we got today? Old No Arms. Fantastic.
Old No Arms.
Yeah, that's his name, yeah.
Old No Arms.
He's from Vietnam.
But anyway, that's the thing. So it's like, should it be representational or should it just be the best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, who cares? If we're talking about who gets to finish 16th in the Paralympic table tennis, I'll be honest with you, mate. I'm struggling to muster up the enthusiasm to give a flying shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you deservedly the 16th best in the world? Oh, boo fucking who. Stay at home, you useless cunt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you heard that first, Paralympians.
Yeah.
Stay at home, you useless cunt.
I don't think that's the worst
one. If you're the worst one, right, if you're the one who gets taken out for the sympathy vote, you're shit anyway. You're not troubling the top of the leaderboard. They're not doing that to the world's number one, are they? So, you know, who cares? Be better.
Fuck it out.
Just be the 15th best paid table tennis player and you'll be there.
Anyway, basically, what I've been trying to say this whole time is that the Paralympics are full of shit. Absolute rigged.
Yeah, they're really disabled ones, are.
Yeah. I don't think constipated is a category. Let's get in the swimming pool and sink.
I meant that they shit themselves, but I got it wrong.
The hurdles is a real roulette wheel. The 110 metres constipated hurdles.
Laxatives is a banned substance.
People running up like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. I honestly felt it. I'm turtling.
The Piles heptathlon. The Piles long jump. That's the tough one for Piles.
It's just people running and go, you just hear, fuck. Allah was 8 meters.
Just blood stream across the sand.
Yeah, but they can only count it from the end of the pile.
The agoraphobic 100 meters starts in the dressing room. The finishing line's just the end of the tunnel to the stadium.
Tourette's rifle shooting.
That would be good. I'd watch some Tourette's categories.
Yeah.
I would have watched the midget pole vault.
Right.
Or high jump.
Just running down with drinking straws.
Just snooker cues. You can actually do it with snooker cues.
Good day, yeah.
Right, should we fuck off?
Yeah, we probably should have done about 10 minutes ago, to be honest with you.
What was the worst thing we said in that episode?
Oh, God knows. I don't want to think back.
I think it was driving over tumours.
Remember back in the early days of this episode when we said there was too much rape and then we started having to go with the disabled?
So, if you'd like to sign up to our Patreon...
I think driving over tumours should be merch.
I'd like to sell some merch. You can buy our merch at deadmentalkpod.com. Sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. You get a 10% discount on the merch if you sign up to Patreon. So if you're going to buy any merch, sign up to Patreon, get a free month essentially.
Thanks for listening.
Go fuck yourself.
Driving home for tumours.